Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Time now for the old to talk about the young.
So we have three generations, well, two of us, right, at least, Gen X, Gen Y, and we're talking about Gen Z, whatever you want to call it.
And it's an interesting conversation because, okay, we can agree without a doubt that the younger generation is going to take over the investment landscape sooner rather than later. But it does make you think, like, you know, what were the first lessons for you when it came to investing, and how different is it, you know, back then and now?
Back then, we were told to save money.
Yes.
As a Gen Xer, I've only learned how to make my money work for me after I stopped working.
It's true, yeah.
Because I'm like, I need to find a source of income.
Yeah, yeah.
A passive income.
Passive income.
So yeah, it's a different generation because, you know, coming from being born by baby boomer parents, we were told to just save up your money and work until you retire and save to live with that money.
Gosh, well, there was a survey conducted by Futu Holdings on millennials and Generation Z investing over the pandemic. An uncertain and volatile future resulting from COVID-19 has led to more individuals taking a greater ownership of their finances by embarking on an acute investment journey.
Interesting. The increased accessibility and usability of digital tools combined with government-led push towards technology also resulted in young investors, both the millennials, your age,
No, I'm not a millennial. I refuse to accept that.
And Generation Z, which are people who were born from 1997 onward categories, turning towards a greater interest in investing.
Did you know that Generation Z is colloquially known as Zoomers? So it's a demographic cohort succeeding millennials and, of course, preceding Generation, what comes after that? Generation Alpha.
So Generation Alpha are teenagers?
No, I suppose so.
Young teenagers.
Young teenagers. In the previous year alone, amongst in-profit investors, 18.8% of millennials and 17.7% of Generation Z doubled their position, implying that they had achieved 100% of investment returns. Gosh, we got to find out more about this. Gavin Chia, the director of Futu Singapore, is on the line with us. Gavin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. I'm good.
I suppose as an icebreaker, could you tell us a bit about Futu Singapore?
Yeah, sure. Of course, for Futu Singapore, right now, currently, we have already set up our Singapore office and, you know, we have officially launched our app since sort of March this year.
Gavin, another icebreaker, since we're talking about Generation Z or Z, I'm Generation X, Elliot is Y. What about you? Just full disclosure so we can continue with this discussion, sure. Knowing where each of us are coming from.
Okay, so I think if you want to talk a bit more on Gen Z or people, I mean, from our observation, they actually grew in very technologically immersed environment. And of course, like what y'all has shared in terms of the returns, everything, they're expected to form the backbones of, you know, the future Singapore's investing community going forward. So, of course, for us, you know, for our apps, we really hope to make investing easier for these user segments. And that's why in terms of, you know, fees, we make it the most competitive and, you know, so that it will, you know, in terms of a lower barrier of entry in terms of trading. So, yeah, this is what, in terms of what Futu is doing. Of course, you know, we also understand. We did some survey, especially on the Gen Z. You know, Gen Z people, they know what is, you know, they love what is going on around them and they always love to be in control. So we did a survey, 65% to be exact, in the McKinsey survey. They're also more, you know, perceptive and receptive to online knowledge, information and trends. So what is happening is in our apps, we actually input a lot of information and all these are actually free access. We have courses like, you know, stock basics, stock fundamentals, introduction to options, all the various informations are all placed up there. And of course, at the same time, you know, we also understand things like market data, you know, where you need to look at the price. We do provide real-time price, live pricing for U.S. market. And, you know, this is where we also do want to actually come in to make it even easier for the Gen Z or even for all clients in Singapore, even the region, to actually who have download the apps to make it easier for them to trade. Yeah, this is what we are looking at. Of course, another thing that we take note on Gen Z, we also realize terms of customization and personalization are also very important for this group of people. I mean, you know, if you look at nowadays, there's Facebook, there's, you know, Twitter. So what we did was we actually have, you know, we allowed them to express themselves. You know, we had this community. We call it the Moo community, the Moo community. It was, you know, the purpose was created to allow the users, you know, allow them to post their investment ideas or even thoughts, or even if there's any inquiries, you know, they can actually put it up so that everybody can help each other. So that to make investing not alone, which is one of our ethos. Yeah.
Not making investing alone. Okay. Hey, Gavin, so you tried to dodge my friend's question because you don't want to reveal your age, right? Which generation are you? Which generation? Come on, seriously.
I'm born in the 80s.
So, okay, we are the same, you and I are the same.
Gen Y.
What? So for people like us, right, Gavin,
yes.
What do you think was your biggest complaint when it came to investing growing up? You know what I mean? Were there lessons you wish you had learned or someone was able to teach you?
Yes, I mean, if you ask me myself, I got to say, during my age or even when I start trading, things are a little bit more primitive. I mean, things are a little bit simpler. I mean, generally, you know, when I go to a brokerage or when I start trading, a platform is generally to use to buy and sell. Very little information inside. I mean, a lot of time, of course, you have third party, you know, you have people teaching you outside. You can find, of course, with internet, you know, you go a lot of, you can search Wikipedia, Google, etc. But the thing is, it's too broad. That's why for us, I mean, for Moomoo, for Futu, the company, we really hope to actually provide a one-stop investment platform where we have enclosed all this into the apps or into, you know, this trading platform itself. Of course, for me myself, I mean, how I wish I can start trading earlier.
That leads me to my next question. In fact, Gavin, since you brought it up, I was a Gen Z, when I was a Gen Z, we were already Gen X. What I meant was,
confusing everyone.
More than 20 years ago, I was, you know, 23, 24, 22, when you start earning your first real income, investing in stocks or whatever was the last thing on my mind. I want to buy the shoes that I want, the clothes that I want, because I finally have money of my own. So how do you convince? I don't know how Gen Z people think now, but... Sure. Isn't it human nature that, you know, you get your first paycheck, you want to spend on that, perhaps a computer, a phone, or a tablet now, not shoes and clothes anymore for these guys. But how do you convince them to, hey, use that money and let it grow for you so that you have more to spend on when you're in your 30s?
I got to say, I would use first, I think, for my generation or for our generation, it's a little bit more towards the teaching itself. Yeah, like what you have shared, you know, if you have the first dollar, the best is to put in the bank. It's always safe to put it there. But if you look at, you know, right now, the current, you know, landscape or even background, a lot of things falls into education. I mean, with, you know, in terms of technology, in terms of the courses that, you know, in the uni that they are right now currently having, in terms of, you know, financial courses or even big data, I got to say, the Gen Z, as compared to my generation or even me myself, they came in contact with technology or even, you know, in terms of investment knowledge very early.
Okay.
So, you know, I still remember, you know, if I'm just scanning through right now, I can't really remember any of my courses really teaches me to go into investing, or even right now, I understand in university, some of the courses are teaching fintech or even cryptocurrency. And I got to say, these are courses that, you know, previously in our times are still not available. So I think with the access of information right now by this Gen Z group of people, and in terms of, you know, the thoughts and in terms of the flexibility that they have, the empowerment, you know, that's why we see, and of course with COVID, I think, where a lot of people are working from home. This is where I believe, you know, in terms of trading, in terms of trading interest, you will see a huge surge, especially on the Gen Z group of people.
You have been explaining to us a lot of your findings from the survey that Futu conducted recently. It's called Millennials and Generation Z Investing Over the Pandemic. But that last point you brought up, COVID-19, right? Did that sort of, we know that Gen Z is very lucky to be born in technology, very lucky to have this ability to get the knowledge to invest, but did COVID push it even faster, make them, I mean, because maybe they were at home, nothing to do, they decided, you know what, I don't want to lose out, I need to make some money out of this.
Yes, I totally agree on that. I mean, in terms of COVID-19 right now, currently a lot of people are either working from home, or if not, they are encouraged to be at home. So a lot of, whether is it on Gen Z or whether on many people, a lot of time they were accessing to internet. And this is where, surely, I mean, I got to agree with you that it has caused a surge in terms of trading globally. I mean, that's how I look at it.
All right. Well, I guess if you're sitting at home doing some work and you can do whatever you want to do with your laptop, you can dabble with a little bit of investment here and there and nothing. And instead of online shopping.
Yes, I agree.
Like what I told my sister is like, I'm using my money to buy stocks instead of buying shoes that I'm not going to wear because I'm not going out anyway.
Right? Yes.
So are you confident, though, that this will be how the Gen Z people think in terms of what to do with their money?
Yes, I mean, in terms of what to do with their money, I think also what you just shared, I totally agree. I mean, nowadays, I believe they are still into buying shoes, but I think that there's also a huge percentage that, you know, they actually put it, maybe I can say it's a good 40-50%.
Wow.
You know, where they will actually put it into investing, or even if you look at some of the Gen Z people that I spoke to, they even have a portfolio of, it can be stocks, it can be other asset classes where it's, you know, more conservative. And right. they will be even to share with you that in terms of the time horizon, how they are looking at it, and in terms of how risky it is. I got to say, it's very impressive. I mean,
it's a very different mindset, because when I was in that age group, early 20s, the retirement and saving up was the furthest thing in my mind. I'm like, I'm going to work so I can afford the lifestyle that I want.
Yeah. Yes, I totally agree.
But with COVID, we did learn a lesson that you can lose your job or lose your source of income.
Yes.
And it's out of your control, right? So this is a good lesson to learn.
You know, 15 years ago, when I first started in the industry, portfolio, the meaning portfolio to me was all my works.
Same here, yeah.
Everything is sending it part of my resume.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you have a portfolio? Different meaning. Gosh, Gavin.
Yes.
Future question then. So if after Gen Z is Generation Alpha, if I'm right to say that, are you at Futu and Momo, are you guys planning with technology to target this generation? What's on the horizon?
For us, of course, you know, even for Alpha or even for Gen Z, yes, answer is, of course, surely yes. I mean, for us, you know, every day, I mean, in terms of, you know, having this community, we have product managers, we have management, you know, we are always constantly looking at hearing suggestions from whether from younger groups of people or even from the older groups of people. For us, we really want to actually have an app that, you know, is a one-stop solution for everybody. And answer is yes, for sure. We will do more study on the upcoming generations. you know, we want to see how different is it from Gen Z, and we will want to even, you know, enhance even further. Yeah.
Figuring out one generation, one survey at a time. Gavin Chia, director of Futu Singapore, on the line with us. Gavin, appreciate your time this morning. Take care. Stay safe.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. Take care.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.